Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello again, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that gives a quick look at something that happened a long time ago today. I'm Gabe Lousier, and this episode, we're talking about the last great fight of the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. The day was September 15th, 1978. At the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans, boxer Muhammad Ali defeated Leon Spinks in a fight for the heavyweight championship. The victory made Ali the first fighter in history to win the title three times. This record-setting match was a comeback moment for Ali and would stand as the last notable fight of his career. Ali had become a professional boxer 18 years earlier, in 1960, when he defeated Tunney Hunsaker in a six-round bout. Just 4 years later, Ali bested Sonny Liston to become world heavyweight champion for the first time at age 22. Ali continued his winning streak until 1967, when his career was halted by the Vietnam War. After being drafted for military service, Ali refused to be inducted into the armed forces. He explained his decision by saying, quote, "My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother, or some darker people, or some poor hungry people in the mud for big powerful America. How can I shoot them poor people? Just take me to jail." Ali was soon convicted of draft evasion and was banned from boxing for 3 years. And the hits just kept on coming. In March 1971, 5 months after his return to the ring, Ali suffered the first professional loss of his career. Billed as the fight of the century, the championship match pitted Ali against Joe Frazier for 15 grueling rounds. In the end, Frazier was declared the winner by unanimous consent, and Ali lost his heavyweight title for the first time. On the bright side, in June of that same year, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Ali's earlier conviction. He was no longer the heavyweight champ, but he wasn't considered a draft dodger either. Unfazed by his loss to Frazier, Ali quickly worked his way back up through the ranks. Then, in late 1974, he won back the heavyweight title when he defeated George Foreman in the 8th round of their famous Rumble in the Jungle match. If you're wondering who took the belt from Ali the second time, the answer is none other than Leon Spinks. 7 months before their fight at the Superdome, Ali and Spinks faced off for the first time at the heavyweight championship in Las Vegas. Spinks was a newcomer to the sport. He had fought professionally only 7 times before going head-to-head with Ali. He was considered the clear underdog at 10-1 odds, but on February 15, 1978, Spinks beat those odds and became the second person to take the heavyweight title from Ali. After this shocking upset, Ali spent the next 7 months training for a rematch. Speaking to reporters ahead of the fight, he seemed to imply it was a good thing that he'd lost to a boxer 11 years younger than him. As he explained, quote, "Do you know, if I beat him the first time, I wouldn't have got no credit for it. He only had 7 fights. The kid was nothing. So I'm glad he won. It's a perfect scene. You couldn't write a better movie than this. Competition, fighting odds, can the old champ regain his title for a third time? Think of it, a third time. Do or die." When the big day arrived on September 15th, Ali and Spinks climbed into a ring in front of more than 63,000 spectators, including celebrities like Liza Minnelli and Rocky Balboa himself, Sylvester Stallone. At home, more than 90 million people tuned in for the fight. The entire country was on the edge of its seat, wondering if the old champ could pull out one more win. Ali came prepared and poured everything he had into the fight. He danced and dodged his way through all 15 rounds, dominating the fight and landing some solid punches. When the final bell rang, a unanimous decision from the judges declared that Ali, 36, had beaten Spinks, 25. History was made as Ali reclaimed the heavyweight title for the third and final time. The next year, Ali tried retiring from boxing, but it didn't take. His dwindling fortune compelled him back into the ring for 2 more paydays, but after losing both matches, Ali hung up his gloves for good at age 40. During his 21-year career, Ali tallied 56 wins, 37 of which were knockouts, and just 5 losses. Outside the ring, he also found success as an artist, an entertainer, an activist, and even a diplomat. But we'll save those stories for another day. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you as always for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th.
hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.